You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM. Maz and Holly with you tonight, as well as Kelly K, naturopath, joining us for our second to last Wellness Wednesdays for the year. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tonight we're chatting about endometriosis. It's a word that the media, I don't want to say throws around, but we do hear of quite a bit. And I think for good reason. One in Absolutely. Nine Australian women will experience endometriosis. It's not something that only affects a small amount of the population by any standard. It's really becoming quite, it is a debilitating disease, but it's becoming quite common. And we're finding that more and more. Tonight we're talking about what it actually is, and you've explained that really well. But now we want to chat a little bit about how, from a naturopathic perspective, we can actually lessen some of those symptoms.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned previously, you know, we're looking at a disease of inflammation and a disease of immune dysregulation. Mm. So nutrition and natural medicine is really well positioned to be able to address some of this. So we'd be first looking at some dietary approaches. So looking at anti-inflammatory diet can be really helpful. A lot of women, particularly if they have very heavy periods, will find that eliminating dairy can be a big game changer for them.
Okay, yep.
Not everyone, so obviously I'm speaking generally.
Yep.
But a lot will find that. And then reducing the sugars and the processed foods, the refined foods, and increasing the fruits and vegetables, olive oils, lean proteins, and that kind of thing as well. Whole grains, lots of fibers as well. So that general kind of dietary approach and really trying to tackle the inflammation from a dietary perspective is sort of element number one, I suppose. And then we might look at using some anti-inflammatory herbal medicines, to things like turmeric, have a lot of research behind them for their anti-inflammatory impact. And then things as well, like magnesium has some anti-inflammatory impact.
Okay.
But it's also really important for progesterone production, so helping with balancing out that estrogen-progesterone picture.
Okay, yeah.
And it can really help with pain. So it helps reduce the intensity of pain and cramping and spasms and things like that.
Yeah.
So a lot of women will find benefit from something like that as well. The other area which we would also always be looking at is what's going on in the gut. So there's some new evidence, or I say new, in the past, you know, 5 to 10 years, there's new evidence of bacteria imbalances and things in the gut that are associated with this type of condition. And particularly bacterial overgrowth in the small intestine associated with endometriosis as well. So we'd want to be addressing that and, you know, that will look a little bit different for each person as an individual.
Yeah.
But the overall goal would be to ensure that their gut bacteria are thriving and healthy and in balance. So there's no overgrowth and there's no undergrowth.
Yeah.
I suppose.
It's all healthy.
And also addressing any inflammation that might be caused by foods coming in, whether it's unhealthy foods or whether it's a particular food that person has a sensitivity to that might be driving inflammation as well. So kind of going through that elimination process for some people can be helpful to make sure that there aren't any other triggers there as well.
And that's something that you would go through in a session.
Yeah, that's right. In a session, you know, one of the things we'd also always do is go through their diet, go through their symptoms. Sometimes I'll ask people to keep a food and symptom diary to help track what's going on. And, you know, usually there's other symptoms and things as well if they do react to a certain food. And we would look at, you know, what might be triggering and then do a very specific and intentional elimination process. Reintroduction process to see what's going on there.
So there are options, basically. You don't have to go
options.
You don't have to go down the surgery route if you would prefer to look at natural therapies.
Yeah, that's right. Or you can do, you can also do both at
you
the same
both.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone's going to be different depending on the severity and their experience of it. And their life stage as well. So whether they're much younger or older, And so it will, you know, that decision is a very personal one, but there, it's not a problem to do both at the same time. In fact, we would encourage it because even once you have those lesions removed, we don't want them growing back.
No, that's right. Yeah.
So we want to be able to look at the long-term goals and make sure that, you know, we can keep you in a better state of health long-term.
Yeah, for sure. I know we've got to let you go, Kelly, but just very quickly, pregnancy is another thing that endometriosis can affect. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it can definitely impact people's fertility, which might be another reason why people might opt for surgery.
Yeah.
As well as just, you know, the symptoms. But yeah, it definitely can be a cause of infertility for some for some women, not all women, but for some, for sure.
As a whole, endometriosis, while it presents those different symptoms, it's not actually a life-threatening condition, is it?
No. It's not a life-threatening condition, but it's a condition that severely impacts quality of life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, really interesting learning more about it. And, you know, I think this is really interesting for young men as well, to know that they're partners or mums or aunties or, you know, cousins, friends who are female are potentially going through something like endometriosis, and there are ways to support them.
There are ways to support them, absolutely. And probably one of the biggest things that I didn't mention is that a lot of people women can become anemic if they have endometriosis due to the heavy bleeding. And, you know, so there's these flow-on effects, you know, that can impact people long-term and, you know, then they have to have infusions and blah, blah, you know. And it's really distressing and draining having to manage that all the time and manage the pain as well. So, yeah. And another thing for managing the pain as well that's come up in the research quite recently is something called N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid. And that has shown some really good results in helping people manage their pain.
Yep.
And there's a few other bits and pieces as well. But there's some really good research coming out now, which is good that they're having a bit of a focus on that.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
And particularly some of the more, you know, nutritional or herbal things that might have a good effect.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us tonight and shedding a light on endometriosis. It's something that we hear a lot about, but I think you've really explained it really well. And there's a lot available out there for anyone who's suffering or for their loved ones to put in place to help support them. So, Kelly, thank you so much. We will catch up with you again next week for our final Wellness Wednesday for the year. And we've had a lot of fun this year, so I'm looking forward to next week. If you've got any questions for Kelly relating to Christmas and the silly season and health and well-being, text them through 0413 901079. Kelly K, naturopath, thank you so much. So